Center. This is Rich Thomas.
Have you guys tried Nuke's Eatery where everything is served fresh? I just enjoyed one of their 7 real meal deals with a full handcrafted sandwich for just $8.99. Choose a side and a 32-ounce drink. A real meal, only $8.99. Plus, save time when you order online. Some restrictions may apply.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. The Southern Poverty Law Center is threatening to sue over a panhandling ordinance passed last week by the Montgomery City Council. Montgomery Mayor Todd Strange says he will delay implementation for at least 60 days to address concerns about the legality of this ordinance. Police are investigating a shooting near a Montgomery Taco Bell. This happened in the 900 block of West South Boulevard yesterday afternoon. Officers say they found a man shot with non-life-threatening injuries. Right now, no arrests have been made. And an Alabama corrections officer has been arrested on charges of accepting money to help smuggle items into a state prison. Corrections officials say that Willie Jean McLemore Jr. is charged with using his official position for financial gain. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACB Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
Almost everyone has a pet or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The state of emergency as a tropical storm now bears down in the Gulf. New Orleans already underwater.
Labor Secretary Alex Acosta says accused sex trafficker Jeffrey Epstein wouldn't have served any time in jail over a decade ago if his office hadn't stepped in.
President Trump won a major legal victory when a federal appeals court dismissed a lawsuit that alleged his Washington, D.C. hotel violated the Constitution.
An arrest at Buckingham Palace saying a 22-year-old man climbed over the front gate at 2 in the morning. The Queen was home. He was taken into custody. He did not have a weapon.
A California couple accusing a prominent fertility clinic of a shocking mix-up.
Told that a couple in New York who had their procedure on the same day had given birth to the Manoukian's biological son.
Britain's ambassador to the U.S. is out after leaked documents revealed his harsh opinions of President Trump.
Thousands celebrated the U.S. women's national soccer team through the streets of New York.
I try to be like that at practice, and like I try to do my hardest. Like them.
We're just really proud of them winning the World Cup.
I just love them with all my heart. They're like my heroes.
An individual, a committee of one, pledge, dedicate all of my worldly goods to give without self-pity, allegiance, my love, and my devotion to the flag our standard, oh glory, a symbol of freedom. Wherever she waves, there's respect. Because your loyalty has given her a dignity that shouts, freedom is everybody's job. United. That means that we have all come together. States. Individual communities that have united into 48 great states. 48 individual communities with pride and dignity and purpose. All divided with imaginary boundaries, yet united to a common purpose. And that's love for country. And to the Republic. Republic. A state in which sovereign power is invested in representatives chosen by the people to govern. And government is the people. And it's from the people to the leaders, not from the leaders to the people, for which it stands. One nation, meaning so blessed by God, indivisible, incapable of being divided, with liberty, which is freedom, the right of power to live one's own life, without threats, fear, or some sort of retaliation. And justice, the principle or qualities of dealing fairly with others. For all. For all. Which means, boys and girls, it's as much your country as it is mine. And now, boys and girls, let me hear you recite the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Since I was a small boy, two states have been added to our country and two words have been added to the Pledge of Allegiance. Under God. Wouldn't it be a pity if someone said that is a prayer and that would be eliminated from schools too?
The Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Sorry about that, folks. Joey and I had to go down and tear down the transmission out of our cars and put it back together. And so we got a little delayed there. Appreciate that. Now, I had some financial business I needed to conduct. So I apologize for that. But I always have to take care of my clients here. 272-9228. First-time callers, need to let Joey, the producer, know. We'll get your name in for the drawing. But the first market $50 gift card that John won. I'm going to be seeing John in about an hour and 20 minutes, hopefully. And get that card to him. We'll get a picture of him with one of the staff members at Fresh Market. Take him on a little tour, which I always enjoy doing. Let's see here. Oh, any caller can get in on this week Farm Market gift basket. What's in that gift basket? Well, it is $60 worth of goodies that you put in there from Sweet Creek Farm Market. Also, a reminder that the roaster chickens are on sale, normally $7.99 for $5. That's a big price off. That's huge, in the words of Donald Trump. I do it, and Joey and I do that, and we get the Yukon potatoes, and then he does the Parmesan cheese, which I'm going to try on mine today.
It's good. It's good. It reminds me of my mom. She used to do the roasted chicken, the rotisserie chicken, with some grapes and Parmesan cheese.
That was always a big thing at my house when we'd go to Sam's to go get one of those, and it was the kids loved it. They still, to this day, remember those evenings. Okay, let's stay with Pelosi and AOC. Kind of fighting it out here.
So Speaker Pelosi, AOC is on the Oversight and Reform Committee, to which she specifically deals with civil rights and the environment on those two subcommittees, right? Things that she, in her campaigns, talked about. She's also on financial services, her Green New Deal, and, of course, her approach to wealth inequality in this country, another part of her campaigning. So it seems to me she was given specific committees to which she would have a specific interest, but she's also really rattled Washington by calling for the dismantling of DHS, which was created under in the wake of 9/11 to bring the federal government under sort of one umbrella for better communication. Karl Rove, former deputy chief of staff to George W. Bush, slamming AOC's call to get rid of DHS. Listen.
I think it's moronic, stupid, naive, and dumb. She should study the lessons of history. She should talk to her colleagues. She should investigate what happened. I was there on 9/11. I was the guy that at 8:48 a.m. walked up to the President of the United States and said a plane has flown into the World Trade Center. Does she really want us to go back to an age in which there's no, which you can go and board an airplane carrying a box cutter or a bomb? Does she really want our borders to be unprotected? Does she really want to abolish the customs? The Department of Homeland Security was a great accomplishment. It provided a new way to meet the challenges of the 21st century, and those challenges have not gone away, no matter what Congressman Ocasio-Cortez may think.
Headline this morning regarding what's going on in the Democratic caucus is they would like to put a face on it that everything's fine, copacetic, but behind the scenes, as you can see, what Nancy Pelosi said, what AOC has said, there's some trouble.
I don't remember Karl Rove being the person that walked up to George Bush and told him that the plane had hit the World Trade Center. I remember that the chief of staff. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Madeline. Madeline, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, Dan, how you doing today?
I'm good, and you, my dear?
All right. You were talking about that chicken earlier, that, you know, that grilled chicken. It was so good. I had that on Sunday for my birthday, and I mentioned I heard about it, the Sweet Creek, from you on your radio. And so I gave you a...
Did you give me a plug? Did you give me an attaboy, Dan?
Oh, yeah.
I'm glad, Madeline.
But I want to put my name in the Sweet Creek drawing so I can give the thing to my daughter because she's working today and she's just started a new job working with nonverbal people. And so if I put my name in there and I win, I'll just give it to her.
Is Madeline's name already in there?
Madeline, yes. What's your month and day of birth?
Oh, 7/7.
We got you,
Madeline.
Oh, okay. So I don't have to put it in every day?
No. The drawing will be on Friday.
Okay. All right. Thank you, sir. Have a wonderful day.
You too.
Be blessed.
Ta-ta. It's on 93.1 FM, Dan Moore Show on a Thursday. Let's see here. Let's try to get Jim Jordan on here. Now, Jim Jordan, the word is getting out that... Donald Trump is not going to pursue the census thing. So this might be a little out of date. We haven't seen that cross yet, but there's a Daily Mail is reporting that. Let's listen to Jim Jordan talking about the census question and executive order.
President Trump has announced he's going to have a press conference today in the Rose Garden to address the census citizenship question. This is a second judge has requested the Department of Justice's push to switch the entire legal team that has been handling the case.
So the question of the day is an executive order an option? Congressman Jim Jordan, are we going to see an executive order here? What do you predict?
I think we will, and I think it's a good move. Look, this is just common sense. We've been asking the census question, the citizenship question on the census in one form or another for 200 years. And you go talk to anyone on the street and ask them, do you think we should be asking a citizenship question on the census? And every single person you talk to will say, yeah. And then they'll quickly follow that up with a second question. They'll say, aren't we doing that already? And of course, you'd have to say, yes, we've been doing it for 200 years. So this is common sense. Everyone's for it. Everyone understands it's needed, except Democrats in Congress.
What happens if he does issue an executive order? Does that mean the question will now be put on the census forms?
It'll be, you know how this works. It'll be challenged in court. There's an injunction in court right now, an injunction against putting the question on the census. I like what Judge Alito said, though, even though we lost 5-4. We got the decision 2 weeks ago. I love what Judge Alito said. It says, no one disputes that it's important to know how many inhabitants in your country are citizens. And the easiest way to figure that out is to put a question on a census. So it is common sense. But like I said before, everyone gets it. Republicans, independents, Democrats, except Democrats in the United States Congress.
Except for Democrats in the United States Congress. Boy, that's a mouthful. News Talk 93.1. Dan Moore Show, we'll be back right after this.
You're listening to The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
The best things in life are free.
Hi, folks. Rusty here. And everybody knows that the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest is on every weekday evening at 7 right here on News Talk 93.1. The show can also be heard Saturday mornings at 8:30 and Sunday afternoons at 1. We're also on television. The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest is on ABC 32 Saturday evenings at 5, right before the national news. David is very excited. You'll be excited too because David's right there in living color telling you some good news about your money. If you're the kind of person who likes to plan ahead, you should call David Ernest today at 334-279-7431. Let David show you how to put your money to work so when retirement rolls around, you don't have to worry. Don't miss the Health and Wealth Show Saturday evenings at 5 on ABC 32. Oh, he's still excited.
This is James Cole with Cole Plumbing, and I want to thank Blue Water Broadcasting. I have been advertising with them for several years, and they have brought me quality business. I really appreciate them.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
If you have a pool, you know about needing help with it from time to time. I have found that company for you, Fagan Pool Service. They're a Regal Chemical dealer. They've been in business over 40 years. Regal Chemicals are the very top of the line. This is family-owned, father-son duo. They handle all repairs such as pool liners, pumps, motors, filters, salt generators, leak detection, you name it. American run by two veterans, so you can trust they know the importance of hard work, dedication, and integrity.
Has your pool lost its fun? We keep you in the swim of things. Call 201-1819, 201-1819, Fagan Pool Service.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
.27 29 228, that's where we are. Let's continue on here with Jim Jordan here. He's going to be talking about border politics and what's kind of going on with the Democrats.
Yesterday afternoon, the House lawmakers had all sorts of officials there talking about the crisis at our southern border. If folks missed some of the highlights, we've got them. And then, Congressman, we'll ask you for your interpretation of what.
This administration has criminalized families and is now operating a fundamentally flawed system that is systemically separating families and engaging in human rights abuses.
Human rights violations and family catastrophes happening at the border are not improving a serious regional refugee crisis.
This disgraceful detention policy starts at the top. Starts with President Trump.
Congressman, you heard a number of Democrats there talking about it is a crisis, it's a humanitarian crisis, and it starts at the top. Do you agree with that?
Yeah. Well, it's a crisis, but let's address the problem instead of playing politics. Now, first of all, what happened to Ms. Juarez and her, and obviously the death of her daughter Maria is tragic. No one wants anything like that to ever happen again or to happen in the first place. But let's focus on addressing the problem, not playing politics with it. You know, it's politics when the Democrats had to take down a tweet. Because the title of their hearing yesterday, I mean, the title of the hearing tells you they're playing politics. It's called Kids in Cages. Right. The picture they had on their tweet was from when President Obama was president and when Jay Johnson was running the Department of Homeland Security. They had to take that down. So they're playing politics. It's tough to work with folks who won't even vote. Many of the same people who you just talked to, who were just talking in that clip, many of those same Democrats wouldn't even vote for the $4.5 billion to just help with basic supplies these families on the border in this crisis situation need.
It, I thought that had to leave that in there where they had put up a picture, and it's a picture of kids in cages, but it's back during the Obama administration. And so they had to take that down real quickly. So now it's going to continue on talking about working with the Dems on immigration. And listen to some of the things, points he brings up here.
Congressman, let me ask you, are you, you're the ranking member of the Oversight Committee, are Republicans in the House trying to put forth legislation that will address the loopholes? Democrats, Senate Democrats just announcing they're going to move towards protecting children at the migrant border, but it is Border Patrol officials for 18 months that have been pleading with lawmakers on both sides to say, stop coming down here to visit, get to work in Washington, and close loopholes.
Democrats don't want to address the underlying problem. Three things have to happen. You have to address the Flores decision, you have to change our asylum laws, and you have to build the border security wall. Right. They don't want to do that. It is tough to get an agreement with the Democrats on the hard left when they say things like this. Remember, it was Congressman Blumenauer who said abolish ICE. Last week, we had Ocasio-Cortez say abolish DHS. You had Pelosi say walls are immoral. Their candidate for president in 2016, Secretary Clinton, said she wants a borderless hemisphere. And the person who gave the response to the President's State of the Union address, Stacey Abrams, said she's okay with non-citizens voting. So when they start from that premise, how in the heck are you supposed to work in a common sense fashion to address the underlying problem? And then when all they want to do is play politics and post tweets and blame things on President Trump that were actually pictures from the Obama administration, how in the world do you work with them? That's the frustration we feel. More importantly, I think that's the frustration the American people feel. And they're tired of these games. They just want us to address the problem and do those three key things.
It really is. I mean, if that's your beginning game, and this is back to where and we're getting Scalise talking about this. Scalise is a pretty smart guy. He's got the political tone of this down really well. But when your beginning point is that concentration camps and things like that, there's no room for compromise. Everybody's had is polarized with this. But this is because there's such a far left influence now.
Are these Democrats even willing to work together? Because we're hearing their problems within their party. Nancy Pelosi, according to some reporters, Democrats had a closed-door meeting, and she scolded those four freshman congresswomen without actually mentioning their names. She said, you got a complaint? You come and talk to me about it, but do not tweet about our members and expect us to think that that is just okay. She calls those four the squad. What's going on there?
Well, I mean, I think it's interesting. When Nancy Pelosi is viewed as the moderate in the Democrat caucus, it tells you how crazy the left has gotten. I mean, again, you could the policies they're advocating on immigration are scary. They're wrong. Everyone knows we need to address the crisis. But remember, for months and months and months. They wouldn't even call it a crisis. Remember what they said? Chuck Schumer said this is a manufactured crisis. They were blaming the president, saying he's calling it a crisis. It's not really a crisis.
Right.
The president asked for aid for the border to deal with these families in this tough situation 8 weeks ago, and it took them 8 weeks to finally bring the bill up, and a bunch of their members wouldn't even vote for it.
It's I've noticed Jim Jordan is doing a lot more stuff that is not the nighttime, but more Fox and Friends, and during the day, I'm picking him up in the afternoons type stuff, and in the morning certainly. But America's newsroom that he was just on. So now let's go to Steve Scalise from Louisiana, and he's going to be talking about AOC and the far left Dems.
Minority Whip Steve Scalise out of Louisiana. Here is the quote from Ocasio-Cortez on Nancy Pelosi in the Washington Post. The third and fourth time she insulted me, it was like, this is unnecessary, but I'm not going to pick a fight over it, whatever. I'll be the punching bag if that's what they want me to be. And you heard earlier the reference to women of color. Where is this? Where's it going?
Well, it's ugly and getting uglier, and you are seeing this fight between the far-left socialists and liberals. It used to be in the Democrat Party a fight between liberals and moderates. There are no moderates left. It's literally liberals versus socialists, and the socialists are winning. But for Nancy Pelosi to think that she can silence AOC and these other far-left socialists just shows that she's out of touch with what's happening in her own conference, and that, I think, is shocking a lot of people because she used to control it with an iron fist.
She's out of touch is what you're saying.
Yeah, I think she's completely misreading just how much of a grip these far-left socialists have on our conference. Look, AOC is threatening some of the liberals that she's going to run somebody in their primary if they don't vote for mainstream policies. I mean, a lot of them ran saying they were going to be pro-life, pro-gun, and anti-Pelosi, and they're all voting to allow a baby to be murdered after it's born alive. They're voting to cut taxes, to raise taxes. They're voting to take away your gun rights, and they're voting down the line with Nancy Pelosi, and yet that's not enough for AOC and the socialists. And so they're having this internal struggle. It's starting to play out publicly, but it just shows you, you know, they ran and Pelosi took the gavel, trying to think that she could appeal to middle America, and middle America's looking at this going, wait a minute, we are not a socialist nation. We're still a center-right nation.
Scalise is doing pretty good out here. Mm-hmm. Kevin McCarthy, for example, he can get a little long-winded. I think he's good. I think he's a smart guy. But Steve Scalise gets right to the point. So he's going to hit AOC again and the Dems.
Nancy Pelosi, like it or not, I mean, this is the new blood that's coming into Congress, and she needs to get used to it, quite frankly. Social media, it doesn't seem she's very impressed by, but a lot of these younger congressmen and women do like to go to Twitter, and she said, you know, they need to stay off of Twitter and get off of social media. When our own president, that's how, you know, he likes to communicate with the country. And then instead of Twitter, in fact, Alexandria Cortez, she went on the Washington Post. The third and fourth time she insulted me, it was like, this is unnecessary, but I'm not going to pick a fight over it. Whatever, I'll be the punching bag if that's what they want me to be. Is she making the story too much about herself, would you say?
Well, it's always been about her and this idea that she's going to promote socialism, but to you know, her earlier interview that y'all played, for her to say that this work is hard, you know, they're keeping her busy. You know, being a member of Congress, there is a lot of hard work to do. There are a lot of meetings, committee meetings, hearings. They should be doing the work of the American people. And if she thinks that's a little too hard, let me tell you, there are a lot of folks out there, hardworking families that go to work every day and work two jobs that are looking at this going, you know what, why don't you start focusing on us and the things that are broken in this country instead of trying to go after Donald Trump every day and having these little internal fights because you want more power. It's not about power. It's about fixing the broken immigration system where we have a crisis at the border. It's helping give more opportunity for lower income people to get into the middle class. And instead of bashing the policies of Donald Trump that are working, they ought to be working with Donald Trump.
Yeah, but they're not. They're never going to be working with Donald Trump. Demo Show will be back after this quick break.
News Talk. talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes, three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. Let's be honest, most of us have already given up on our New Year's resolutions, but it's not too late to get your finances in shape. Make the call that will change it all, 567-4223. You don't believe me? Listen up. A teacher in Millbrook was able to pay off $30,000 worth of credit card debt by refinancing with Alabama Home Mortgage. And get this, her monthly mortgage payment went down. With a little tutoring, now her mortgage ranks top of the class. You heard me right. That money you've been looking for may very well be right there in your home. Quit making those minimum monthly payments on credit cards. It's time to pay them off for good. Call my team today at 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
News. I'm Pam Puso. Preparations in Louisiana for Tropical Storm Barry that could blow ashore as a hurricane.
This is going to be a major weather event for a huge portion of the state of Louisiana.
Governor John Bel Edwards.
Barry could bring 12 to 18 inches of rain to southern Louisiana by Monday. So they say that it could be bone dry 1 minute and then torrential rainfall the next.
Fox's Casey Stegall. Evacuations ordered for as many as 10,000 people on Capitol Hill.
Mr. Chairman, there are 21 ayes and 12 noes.
The ayes have it. The resolution as amended is agreed to.
And with that, the House Judiciary Committee authorizing subpoenas related to the Russia probe. The ranking Republican on the committee calls it a subpoena binge. This is Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
As we continue to track the progress of newly born Tropical Storm Barry in the north central Gulf of Mexico, our forecast is for another hot day with a high around 94, scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms, especially this afternoon and this evening into tonight, enhanced by the tropical moisture around Barry, low tonight 75. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, scattered to numerous showers and storms, most prominent in the afternoon and evening hours, locally tropical downpours, high temperature in the low 90s, and not as many storms on Monday. Stay on top of all this tropical weather action. Get our weather app on your phone or tablet now. Today, go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
What's getting in the way of you living your best life, your prime life? Visit Prime South Bank and you'll find the service and tools for you to enjoy a prime life. From free checking to the perks of personal attention, Prime South Bank is ready to serve you in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, Montgomery, and online. Member FDIC.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. The Dan Morris Show.
This is where we are. Let's continue on with Steve Scalise talking about the census question. Now, this may be a moot point. We're about to find out. the Trump to direct Commerce Department to find other ways to count how many U.S. Citizens are in the country. So, like, volunteer force? I don't know.
I think there might be records elsewhere. Though, I mean, you can't do Social Security numbers, I mean, because people falsify those things all the time.
Maybe call them up. Ask them.
It could actually be through the Social Security Administration, because they figure out that there are duplicate numbers or fraudulent numbers, and they don't necessarily stop it. They'll report to it. I've read up on this. It's amazing. They'll report to an employer, you've got somebody using a fake Social Security number, but if you want to keep paying us,
exactly.
The payroll tax.
Exactly. There's this huge amount of money that's sitting there that's going to phantom accounts.
Right. That's essentially, it's helping shrink the system.
Yeah,
it's a lot of money.
15% of every dollar that's earned. So let's stay with Steve Scalise talking about the census question.
Karl Rove writes in the Wall Street Journal, just want to share the headline. It says, Democrats go to extremes. The radicalism of the primary campaign will bite the party's 2020 nominee. So let's see how that plays out the next debate 2 weeks from now. To news of today, the president's going to make some sort of statement on the census. What should the White House pursue now, do you believe?
Well, I think it's appropriate to ask the question, like many other questions are asked on the census, why shouldn't one of them be, are you an American citizen? That it's a basic question. It used to be on the census. And if you're trying to figure out how to apportion the country, how to make sure that you're putting financial resources behind places where you have people that are American citizens that have, whether it's infrastructure needs or health care needs, why isn't that one of the questions you should be able to ask?
You support
so many other questions
on
there.
Do you think they'll continue to pursue it, I guess, is the
I strongly
the
support
line.
The president do it. And the Supreme Court left that door open for President Trump to come back and do it in a different way, to ask the question in an appropriate way. And I think the president's been working to make sure that it's done the right way in compliance with what the Supreme Court allowed in their recent
opinion. I don't know what it is about Fox people. They interrupt people and step on them all the time. They're very, very difficult to cut. It takes a lot of effort for me to go through. And the other thing is Steve Ducey, he does more than I've ever seen. And he'll always open a question with, well. And it's like his questions are like conversations with people. I'm sure this is exactly the way he is at some lunch or dinner or cocktail party. Though I can't see him having a big drink with Danny Boy here. Okay, now Steve Scalise is going to be talking about AOC here. Or, I'm sorry, Acosta. My bad.
Labor Secretary Alex Acosta, he's defending his role in a 2008 plea deal for Jeffrey Epstein. As you know, this is amid pressure for him to resign. The question is, you know, his refusal to resign, will that hurt, and how much so, the Trump administration, do you think?
Well, ultimately, this is going to be up to President Trump. But what Epstein did was just disgusting. And it needs to continue to be prosecuted. There are other different jurisdictions where they're looking at bringing further charges. All the victims ought to have justice served. And he ought to be held to the highest level of contempt and ultimately pay the ultimate price that he deserves to pay for the crimes that he committed. So I want to see that continue to play out, where he's going to have to pay for what he did. It's disgusting what Epstein did, and ultimately, you know, what happens with Acosta, you know, that's going to be between he and the president.
Let's get Secretary Acosta's point of view. Here he is on a potential public hearing yesterday.
I'm not here to send any signal to the president. I think it's important. A lot of questions were raised, and this has reached the point that I think it's important to have a public hearing. I think it's important that these questions be asked and answered. And as to a message to the victims, the message is you need to come forward.
Some are doing just that. In fact, we heard from one yesterday on the Today Show on NBC.
Yeah, they had somebody actually called in to the Today Show and said that.
Wow.
I'm not sure if some of this, we may have some pretenders that kind of come in here, the Kavanaugh kind of syndrome. Okay. Next thing he's going to be talking about is the Kentucky Senate race. There was a female former lieutenant colonel from the Marines pilot who had run for Congress from a district that was fairly Democratic, lost. But all the Dems, all the libs are going gaga over this lady. And female Marine pilot, and she's taking on Mitch McConnell.
Mm-hmm.
She's going to be loaded for bear with money.
Oh, they can't stand Mitch McConnell.
They cannot stand Mitch McConnell. So, I mean, she'll probably spend $50 million.
And by the way, that's the one thing when I watched the Democratic presidential debates a few weeks ago, that's the one thing I actually learned. I expected them to really talk about Trump, and they did to an extent, but the disdain for Mitch McConnell, I was like, oh, okay. That's what the left here.
It really is. I mean, and they're going crazy over trying to get this lady elected. She's married. She has kids. She's got a look about her that I'm not sure Kentucky would kind of, I don't know, she just doesn't.
Yeah, but look at.
Doesn't come across Kentucky.
Yeah, but look at Rand Paul.
Yeah, but I mean, Rand Paul's, I mean, he's a cool guy.
I love Rand Paul, but the hair.
Yeah, the hair, the curly hair. So let's listen in to Scalise talking about this.
Sir, I don't know if you're following the battle in the Senate, but Democrats are making Mitch McConnell enemy number one. And Amy McGrath, a Democrat who lost her House race this past midterm race, is going to challenge him. She apparently was against Kavanaugh, was for him, and was against him in a span of a couple hours. Here's her latest tweet. I know I disappointed many today with my initial answer on how I would have voted on Brett Kavanaugh. I will make mistakes and always own up to them. The priority is defeating Mitch McConnell. Why do you think she changed her mind so quickly again?
Well, look, she is trying to appease the far left elements of the Democrat Party. And the problem for her, she's realizing, is Kentucky is not a far left socialist state. Look, I was there campaigning for Andy Barr last year when he beat Amy McGrath. And one of the things Amy did, she went to Massachusetts. Elizabeth Warren held a fundraiser for her, and she was on video saying, I'll be the most liberal person in the state of Kentucky. Well, I hope everybody in Kentucky sees that, because they don't want the most liberal person in their state representing them in the United States Senate when Mitch McConnell has been doing such a great job of getting President Trump's Supreme Court nominees confirmed and all the other judges that are on the bench. He helped usher through the tax cut bill that are creating opportunities, not just for people in Kentucky, in my home state of Louisiana, all across the country, because of what we were able to do. So I think, look, let her keep running to the left and flip-flopping on positions. It's going to get ugly for her when she realizes that when you're running statewide, you're going to be held accountable for the things you already said, and especially when you're trying to appease a base that's very out of touch with the people of Kentucky and the people of this country.
So you saw a picture of her?
Yeah, I did. Well, what do they call D.C.? Hollywood for ugly people?
There you go.
Yeah. We'll see. I don't think.
I mean, she changed. She was doing this Kavanaugh thing where she was kind of lukewarm on it, and boy, she got pounded. She changed that like 30 minutes later.
Well, and I don't want to pick on Mrs. McGrath too much. Let's be equal opportunity offenders here. Mitch McConnell ain't looking too
well.
He looks odd these days.
He does look odd, and we always make a joke that put a wig on him, looks like a grandmother.
He really does.
Folks, I've got some news for you on Dan Black. I got a new telephone number for Dan Black. This is very important that you use this telephone number and dispose of the other one. The number is 334-676-1734, 676-1734. It's important to call him because you probably have videos, betas, 8mm films, you got slides, and you need them to be digitized and over to a digital world. So give him a call and get that done. Don't wait. Time is of the essence. These things are deteriorating every single day. Give him a call. Tell me you're a Dan Mars Show listener and say, Dan, what is the Dan Mars Show special for today? Get ready to copy 334-676-1734. Let's go to the phones, Dan Black, Dan Black Studios. Let's go to the phones to go to East. East, welcome aboard.
Hey, listen, and Dan Black is going to be the one that helps me to give all of my siblings their Christmas gift this year. None of them are in the area, so they didn't hear this, although they could be listening to the podcast.
Uh-oh.
Hey, look, I need to know why, you know, two questions. One, why are the Democrats constantly running losers in these hotly contested seats? And the other thing I want to know is, Dan, the separate issue is how long Mr. McConnell's been in office there. You know, let's debate that. But, you know, nobody else is going to work for the greater good of the country like he is at this point. I don't think that Kentucky needs to change horses.
Let me tell you something. I don't think Kentucky's going to change horses. When you've got the majority leader as your senior senator, that is a big deal.
Yeah. It's going to help the state. I mean, they've got bases, and we're in an economic upturn. I mean, I don't want to see Kentucky go south in that way. Although they do need to have more sweet tea available to us when we're traveling north, but that's a separate issue. Hey, look, thanks again for the Sweet Creek prize, you and Reed, man. We had such a great time, and I want to encourage the other listeners to sign up for that. My wife says I'm an evangelist for Sweet Creek. I keep telling people to go, and friends have gone and have had a great time. So, thanks again for advertising for them.
Well, thank you for honestly talking about them. I appreciate that a lot.
Nothing but good things. Hey, you guys have a great week.
Thanks. By the way, he just brought up a point. Why do they keep doing these losers?
Right.
And what they did is they looked at her resume, and they got her on a resume issue. You remember they had the former Secretary of State ran against him last time, and he clobbered her. And she was pretty sharp. And this lady isn't going to be able to, I mean, when you get into a debate and you start doing these events where you go to the forum where they ask you the questions and this kind of stuff, at the county fair stuff, this lady isn't going to be able to do it.
And McConnell is an interesting type of politician because he will lull you into a false sense of security in that he'll give the most boring interview on the face of the earth. And you're thinking, oh, he's old, he's out of touch. But no, he really knows what he's doing up there.
He really does. He's a consummate insider in this thing, which can be a good thing or a bad thing. But here's another one. Beto O'Rourke, who is not cracking 2%, I think he's actually barely cracking 1% now. There was a poll that came out that had, you remember, they said, you know, what he ought to do is drop out and go back to Texas, run against Cornyn. Well, a poll just came out that had him head-to-head, Cornyn against Beto O'Rourke, 68 points for Cornyn. 68. And there's a 5-point undecided. That was unbelievable. So this guy has smashed his own reputation in his own state.
I don't understand, bro. Like, I've been straight up, bro. Like, this is what I believe in, and I believe in the United States.
Well, the amazing thing is Texas got to watch him from afar, and he's about as un-Texan as you can get. Now, when he was doing stuff, back slapping and that kind of stuff in Texas, that was fine. But doing all this other stuff and being as wishy-washy as he is so un-Texan, it's unbelievable.
Well, I almost thought the most contrived politician in the race, not the smarmiest, that's Swalwell, but the most contrived was Cory Booker. And Beto O'Rourke took the cake. He all politicians practice stuff. They have lines. They prepare. And you have to set up events, all sorts of things. But Beto, just, it's so obvious when he's pandering or when he's trying to get a point across in a creative way. You can just see it coming, and it doesn't seem natural at all now.
Well, that clip that Barron was playing while you were on with him, and going to Tennessee, talking about Confederate states and that white, you know, supremacy and this kind of stuff. I mean,
yeah, the country was founded on white supremacy.
I'm not sure if I would start that as my opening argument in Tennessee.
Well, I mean, and like, yeah, even if it's true in the sense that, yeah, I mean, white supremacy was pretty prominent at the beginning of the country, but
it was the world at that time.
Yeah, I mean, Great Britain, the British Empire.
It was the world. Dale, hang on for me. I'm going to go to a break. Dan Moore Show will be back right after this.
To the Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
to liberty in our time. The Joey Clark Radio Hour. Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
As a kid, I got a kick out of helping my grandpa string up a white sheet in the living room while grandma loaded the reel with home movies. I even enjoy watching the VHS tapes my parents took of me at my first soccer game. My poor dad, running around the field with that huge camcorder on his shoulder, huffing and puffing. I capture all my kiddos' moments on my phone. I don't want to lose this visual history, as I like to call it. I did my research and trusted Dan Black Studios to convert our files and films. Dan Black Studios has provided quality professional video services to the River Region for over 30 years and can convert anything to a DVD or digital format. 8mm films, slides, VHS tapes, iPhone videos and pictures. I mean, everything. Dan Black Studios' processing facility is in Montgomery, unlike the big box stores, so you don't have to worry about anything being lost in transit. Preserve your visual history. Call Dan Black Studios at 334-279-6036.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
To Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
.279-228, that's where we are. Final segment of the Dan Morris Show on a Thursday. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Dale. Dale, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, how you doing, Dan? I tell you what, when you mention the name Beto O'Rourke, it's almost comical when you start talking about the guy. I remember when he lost to Cruz, he ate some rejuvenating dirt. I'm not making, you know it, you remember that. Can you believe a guy would eat rejuvenating dirt thinking that would rejuvenate his career? The guy is a blooming idiot.
He really is.
I think he's finished in politics.
Well, what he's going to try to do is he's going to try to re. If he gets beat as bad as I think, and I assume he's going to, because he's got people that are enabling him, he's going to go through at least the first, the Iowa, New Hampshire. South Carolina will have nothing to do with him. But he's going to go away, and then he's going to try to rejuvenate himself and reinvent himself. And it's just not going to work. The guy is a friggin' idiot. And you listen to him talk, you kind of go, do you really believe the things that you're saying?
Oh, and, you know, and some stuff, you know, I don't think the Texans realized until that election. Then they saw the picture of him in the dress, you know, when he's playing in the looked like a woman in a dress, and that's just not Texas for you. Texas, those folks, that's not their style. That is not their style.
No,
at all.
And that's,
I think Beto's career is finished.
Well, that's his problem is. When he was running against Cruz, he was the candidate that was against Cruz, and so they didn't see any blemishes. Or the people who didn't like Cruz didn't see any blemishes. Once he got out of Texas and started doing this Iowa, New Hampshire, and Vanity Fair and all this kind of stuff, then they got to see Beto O'Rourke by himself, and they didn't like what they saw. When he was against somebody, that was something different. Now he's against Democrats, and they just don't like him.
Yeah. And the one Democrat that I've really, not a contender for president, but how long can AOC last? I mean, she has really burned the bridges in the Democratic Party.
Well, but see, here, and this is why I was playing the Steve Scalise stuff, what she is doing is she's got her own camp that's out there, and her camp is not institutional Democrats. Her camp are people that are like her, the ideological socialist, you know, let's solve all the problems of the world. And she's got, what, four million? She has 4 million.
All four of them, Dan.
Well, there's a difference between 4 million Twitter followers and four votes. She is living off of those 4 million Twitter followers, and she likes it. That gets her off. And she is really enjoying that. But it's going to do nothing for her legislatively and to get things done.
I just wonder, you know, I can foresee that somebody in the Democratic Party running against her.
She only has a 27%
in the Democrat.
That's what I'm trying to say to you, Dale. Is that she only has a 27% affirmative vote in her own district? That's pretty bad.
And that is a very blue district.
Very blue.
I think Pelosi talked about anybody could win in that district, either as a Democrat.
Well, they will run more of a moderate Democrat against her, and I think she'll be toast.
Well, I'll be glad to see Beto out. I loved it when Swalwell. He's another. Just I don't know what's wrong with that guy.
Swalwell is Joey's favorite, isn't he?
Oh, the smartest man in politics. I know he was going to be so successful when people asked him, if you're trying to take away all the guns, you really want to do that. Yeah, it's a mandatory gun buyback. In one interview, they're like, well, what do people resist? It's like, well, we've got nukes. Like, really?
Yeah.
That's how you win votes? Yeah, you threaten to nuke people.
Yeah, let me tell you, and I want to tell you something, Dale. It is going to get nothing but worse. Because these people are trying to find their identity, and they're trying to find their identity within a voting group. And as Swalwell leaves and others leave, these guys are going to be left when you get down to about 10. It's going to be rough.
I will tell you one guy that knows his identity. His name's Donald Trump.
There you go.
Yeah. Hey, enjoy talking to you.
Enjoy talking to you. You have a wonderful day, Dale.
Okay, bye-bye.
Let's save that ice clip because I don't think we can fit it in there. We have some other clips we'll roll over to tomorrow. The Larry Kudlow stuff was very interesting. Joe, I want to thank you for a great show.
Good show today.
Guys, be good. Be safe. But be back tomorrow at 12 o'clock. You know why? Because I'm going to keep doing this until I get it right. Gregory Doe the Great, he's next. Adios.